Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us right here in the studios from the Taos Bay Players, June Hudgens. How are you, June?
I'm fine. Thank you, Kevin.
Glad to have you on the show. And royalty for this year. He's here, our Perchville King, Tim Haskin. How are you, Tim?
I am delightful, and it's always good to be with you. It's been quite a while, Kev.
Yes, it has been a while since
it was the last show.
Yeah, but that was way back in October, so that was a long time ago that we had you guys in here. Now we're going to talk about a musical comedy you've got coming up, right?
Yes, correct. It's called Don't Hug Me, and it's really, really a fun show. I've been watching some of the rehearsals.
All right.
And it takes place in Minnesota.
Oh, all right.
It's Minnesota, yeah.
They sing in it too, don't they?
Oh, yeah. We've got a lovely... Yeah, it's a musical comedy.
Oh.
Yeah, they've got a great cast. Tim, you can tell them the cast.
Oh, the cast is great. There's some all-stars here. We've got the character Gunner is played by Chris Mundy, and you know he's always tremendous.
Yeah.
Diane Teddy, who is often in Skoda, is Clara. And the veteran John Morris, who I just love working plays with John, too. He's Canute. And Katie Hill, one of my favorite students, is Bernie. And then Jeff Chadwick, who can sing with the best of them, is also in the play as Arvid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, it's a musical comedy based in Minnesota. What's the plot of this play?
The synopsis of the play is that it's the coldest day of the year, Paul Bunyan Bay, when a karaoke salesman arrives at the bar and turns the local lives upside down with their topsy-turvy songs, crazy characters, and a Minnesota love story with singing, all kinds of stuff, laughs. It really is a funny show. I've been watching some of the rehearsals, and they really are doing good. And the set is great. It's a bar in Minnesota. Honestly.
Can't do better than that,
right? Really up to the bar.
There you go. Exactly.
Jeff Chadwick is the guy that's the salesman.
Okay.
I could just picture him in this.
Yeah.
And then the other four characters, there's two couples, and they kind of have just the opposite view of a couple of things. So they're kind of at odds, and then this whole thing goes wacky.
All right. Wow. It sounds like a lot. Yeah, as you mentioned,
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
People will come out, and they will enjoy the music. They will laugh. We have our musicians, by the way. Pam Katona, she's on keyboard, and she's a musical director, of course. And she's playing keyboard and some guitar and that. Dave Dunham is on drums. Diana McDonald, she's on keyboard and bass. And Joanne Nofsinger, she plays that beautiful flute.
Yeah.
And Ken McDonald, Diane's husband, he plays bass. So we've got some nice musicians in our
really good
pit,
musicians.
Sounds like
pit,
it,
you know,
right.
There, there. So it's very, I think it's going to be a fun show for everybody to just come relax, you know, and see. And the box office opens this Friday.
This Friday, okay.
Yes, it does, from 6 to 7. So, but the easiest way to do it is online.
That's right.
You know.
Really easy now. Just go online and get your tickets. I was going to mention that I've never worked under it, but Brenda Chadwick, I heard, is just a great director. Keeps everything light and it's funny. And Alan Dalton's her assistant, and Alan is just a lot of fun. So they've got two really, really fun directors. So
they do.
That just will make the play even better because it takes the pressure off the cast.
And Donna Thomas is going to be the producer, and this is her first time producing. She's doing a great job right now. Yeah, she's doing very,
and that
very
is
well,
one so. Hard job producing.
It is,
Let me clue you. I've done it before.
Oh. Yeah, you've got to get everybody to work on the show, to do things, and you've got to keep on top of it. Yeah, it is. It's tough, you know. You've got to make sure, you know, when the photographs are being taken for the board, lobby board, and everything. So, but Donna, for her first time, she's very calm, relaxed, and she's doing a great job.
Good deal. Now, you mentioned the box office opens Friday. When does the play open? When is this taking place?
It opens February the 13th.
Okay.
And then it's 13th, 14th, 15th. And during the week, it's 7 p.m.
Okay.
Only Sunday matinees, the two Sunday matinees are 2 p.m.
Okay.
Then the next week we do Thursday Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it's pretty good. And what a great way to break up the cold, cold winter.
Yeah.
It's about 11 when I came in today. Go Taos Bay Players, comfortable seats, a beautiful place, not a bad seat in the house.
Right.
You relax and hear some good music and laugh.
And
what a better way to break up the winter.
And we have a new sound system, and we also have new heat and air conditioning, which we don't need that right now, but we have that all new this year.
Good.
So we're forever, you know, updating our theater, which is really, really nice.
Yes.
So don't be afraid to come to the show. Get in the warm, because it's lovely and warm in there. We'll have refreshments for everybody. Then it'll be a good laugh. It'll be a very nice show, I think.
Sounds like it.
Great time.
A good laugh and loverly.
There you go. Well, it's Don't Hug Me, which opens Friday, February 13th. Now, what else is coming up June for the Tallis Bay Players?
I got to tell you something about ACT Fest, because Bay Players... if you remember, we did last spring, we did Women of Lockerbie.
Yes.
Which is a wonderful show, I think. I think it's a great show. It's about the plane crash over
right,
Lockerbie.
Right, yeah.
And we have been invited to take it to festival.
Oh.
So at the end of March, we are going to go to Owosso with the whole cast, crew, everybody. And we are going to perform in Owosso for the ACT Fest. Now, this one is the one for state. This is the state festival.
Okay.
So people from all over Michigan can take a show, whatever the one they want, and bring it there.
All right.
I mean, they have to get permission. We've already got our permission
right.
and everything. We're all set. What happens is, and I'd like to explain this, that you have to put your set up in 10 minutes.
Wow.
You have to perform the show in 1 hour. So, of course, we had to do some cuttings of our
show. Sure, yeah.
You have to take it down in 10 minutes. If you go over time, you are eliminated.
Disqualified. You're done.
Wow.
You're done.
Well, that's
so you've got to time
some
it.
Some pressure.
And we have been working on it. We're rehearsing it every week right now. And as soon as Don't Hug Me is finished, we then will get on the stage and make sure that we get the set up, the show done, and the set taken down in that amounted a lot of time.
All right.
And then if you win it, if we were lucky enough, which...
You never know.
You never know.
That's right.
They got a good cast.
There's a lot of competition, but we have a great cast.
Right.
And our cuttings didn't really hurt the show.
Mm-hmm.
The show still tells the story and everything. And if we win it, then the next move is going to regionals,
okay.
which is in Midland.
Wow, all right.
And that is going to be in May, the
okay.
end of May. And then if we were lucky enough to win that, then Grand Rapids is in June. And that is pretty much the finals of it.
The bigs, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, well, good luck
so
to you guys.
It's really great.
Right. Yeah.
It could be June and June in Grand Rapids.
June and
she's
June,
in the
yeah, there you go. Right.
Yeah,
oh,
I got a
right,
part in the
yeah.
play. Yes.
And the next place coming up is the Red Velvet Cake War after that. That's going to be early May 8, 9, and 10, and then the 14, 15, 16, 17. And then the one in the summer sounds really fun. It's in June, the 10th through the 19th, and it's the Queen of Bingo.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's only two or three characters that do the whole play.
Oh, really?
So
okay.
I was kind of interested Paula. Until I heard that there were only a
yeah.
few characters. I'm going, that's too many lines to her.
Yeah.
You remember that, Kevin?
I do. You're right, man. Wow.
Yeah. But a lot of people like to play bingo, so that'll be a really fun show.
That should be very interesting.
Be
you're right.
It's going to be a funny, funny show, I think. And on the Red Velvet Cupcake Wars,
yes.
the auditions, and we need 7 women. So come on, girls. We need 7 women in that show. No singing. It's not a musical. It's just a very funny show. It takes place in Texas. And so you kind
sure.
of have to have a little bit of a draw. I don't know how to. But anyway.
Well, you've got an accent.
I'm going to produce it anyway. But Sharon Langley is going to be the director.
Okay.
So we need 7 women.
All right.
And 3 guys, I think 2 or 3 guys in that show. But it is absolutely hilarious.
So come on, guys. You got to get out there and go out for this.
That's
3
right.
guys, not 3
guys.
Three
that's right.
Yeah, a few guys. Anyway, but... what happens is they have a bet that who can make the best red velvet cake.
Okay.
You know, so the bets go kind of really wild because one lady actually puts up her house.
Wow.
And she's never made a red velvet cake. So the funniness of this show,
sure,
the hilarity, and it's very fast moving.
Okay.
It's almost like a farce. It's a very fast paced moving show. So I think it'll be hilarious.
I think you're right.
And
yeah.
A lot of women, and women love to do that sort of thing, you know, love comedies anyway. So I think it will be a really, really fun show. And that one's in May.
Okay.
Do we give out the recipe to how to make a red velvet cake during this play?
It doesn't tell me. Okay. I bet curious. You any money with refreshments. I bet you we'll have
I'll
something
bet.
In red velvet.
I have a feeling that's what it's going to be.
Because
that's
I'm
right.
a producer and I'm going to see that.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
So and June knows how to produce. She is top of the line producer.
She has right. done a lot anyway. But that's right now our season. And
all right.
We are really, really happy that... we are going to ACT Fest, though.
Yeah.
I mean, there is a
well, good luck there. I hope everything works out okay.
Because
yeah.
Because we've never done it. A lot of other community theaters have done it. A lot of big community right. theaters, like in Detroit. And all. We're going to be up against some. But, and if anybody wants to go to it, it's in Owosso.
That's not too
weekend.
Far a drive.
No, not bad.
Leisurely drive.
Yeah. And then Midlands and the following yeah. one, if we want. If
there
we
you
win,
go. Hey, you
like
never
to
know.
Go. Well, you never know, do you?
That's right.
Well, you know, you're the queen mum. Your top looks like your royalty.
Yeah, look at
today.
That.
Look at that.
It
looks
very
like a queen's
yeah.
top.
Yeah.
I've got my...
Wow.
Oh,
where's yours?
I got to get my button yet. I got to go get mine.
See, he's the king, and
yeah,
he hasn't... He's not wearing his button.
I have
what's
the button. I have
picture?
It. It's, I have a coat.
Oh, okay.
I don't have my coat.
I see. There you go.
Okay.
All right. See, we'll forgive him for that. All right. Well, if they want more information about tickets or about the season, how do they go about doing that, June?
Well, they can call 362-8373.
Okay.
There will be a recording. Sorry. Yes.
www.tawasbayplayers.com if you want to go on the internet, which June has already said is really easy.
Right.
You just get your tickets and you're done.
And you're done. You don't have to come
guaranteed.
Out in the cold. Yeah. Get your tickets and then just come to the show whenever you book it in, you know. So,
yep, you betcha.
Yeah, I think it'll be a fun show for everybody.
I think
in
you're right.
February.
All right. Well, Tim Haskin and June Hudgens from the Tawas Bay Players. Always a pleasure to have you guys in, and I'll look forward to seeing you again very soon here on Sunrise Side today.
Thank
I
you.
I hope so.
Thanks, Tim. I mean, thanks.